This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, let's get out of here. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to go through the top 10 stories this week, the charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine last week of June 2018. I don't know that there are too many surprises here, boys and girls. What do you think?
Not surprises, but the Justice Kennedy is certainly
that's surprising.
Why?
Kind of
surprising because he's retiring?
I think everybody expected it, but just the fact that it's here.
Why? Why is there something? Most of the time, these people stay for life. They
right.
carry him out in a box.
Yeah.
So is there something wrong with him?
It's supposed to be like the Doug Steffen model, where you just hear a thud one day and that's it. We're convinced that's how Doug's going to go.
Charming. Thank you very much.
That's great.
Right. Well, there have been members of the Supreme Court who have died with their boots on. That's for sure. Scalia is one of them. They do normally, or it seems the tradition is, what the expectation is, that they will stay there through their life. And that has bothered some. So the fact that there seems to be a search on for somebody who's young, who has the right credentials, whatever those would be. Gorsuch is in his early 50s, right? How old? He was the most recent appointment, isn't he?
Right. I thought he's older 53, than that.
53, 54.
Yeah, looks older than that.
Yeah, well, gray hair does that to you sometimes, Victoria.
Yeah.
Wait till you get there.
Trump has said he wants to appoint somebody. Gorsuch is 50 years old.
50?
55?
Yeah, younger than I am.
Yeah. You could be on the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Race.
Oh, no,
he's not aging well. He does not look 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right.
Yeah,
carrying
Trump,
the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Trump has said that he would like to appoint somebody that will be there for 35 to 40 years.
Yeah. All right. What's the average stay of the current crop of people who are there? I'll bet it's pretty close to that, Richie. I bet there are a lot of people thinking now of the folks who have been around for a long time. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I bet she's been there for close to 40 years.
How old is RBG? Is she 80?
She's 84, 85, somewhere in that range. Yeah, right.
The average stay is 30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So is that good or bad for the law in America? Why do they stay that long, and is it good for us as a country to have these people who are the delineators of how our society is shaped? They are the best example I can come up with of, and I'm not an ageist. I got no room to maneuver around because I'm not the youngest guy on the radio. But it's different for me doing what I'm doing versus what they're doing. Remember when, what's his face, Zuckerberg from Facebook went to testify before Congress or Senate,
yeah,
and those old fossils, Orrin Hatch, 84, yeah, Dianne Feinstein, 86, asking ridiculous, stupid, ignorant, embarrassing questions of him. They hadn't got a clue. So what does that tell you about how the country is being run with the mindset of the people who vote on these laws? It's precarious.
I will tell you that people, when they go to the polls on the right, this is a big issue for them when they go to the polls. On the left, it hasn't been so much. It's who gets appointed to the Supreme Court is very important to those on the right.
Because?
I think they see that as kind of the longer-term, more settled branch of government. Mm-hmm. And if you control that, or if that is leaning your way, you have a better chance of the country going the way you want it to over the long term. Or as opposed to, you know, every 4 years, you're swinging the pendulum back and forth. You don't know what you're going to get.
All right. So then the concern, if you will, about this that has spread to the political halls of Congress, the Democrats are starting to make arguments that there should be no Supreme Court pick till after the election because it was done. I don't buy that because it was a presidential
they
election.
They have no argument. They can't. They can't argue.
Wait a second. There's a total precedent that Mitch McConnell set. He wouldn't even entertain.
That was a presidential election,
But the Republicans controlled the House. They controlled what got to the floor. The Democrats don't. The Democrats have mechanism to stop this.
I understand. So,
We're talking about two different things here.
Talking about two different things. I understand they don't have the mechanism to stop it. But if we're gonna, but fair is fair, and the biggest hypocrisy would be, and it doesn't matter if it's just a presidential election, that would be incredibly hypocritical. The Republicans sat on Merrick Garland for over a year. They wouldn't even give the man a hearing. They wouldn't even entertain the notion of
him. That's politics. You know what? The Democrats have done the same thing.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's incredibly hypocritical if now,
whatever.
If that was the other way around, Rich, that would be, the Democrats are so terrible. They're so hypocritical.
I don't disagree with you. They're all hypocrites. You're talking about history now. It's done. Here's the reality. The Republicans are going to get their pick, and it's going to sail through, and there's nothing the Dems can do to stop it. That's the reality.
There you go. All right, we're going through the top 10 items. Richie prevailed on me a month or so ago because we used to start at the bottom, number 10, and get to number 1 with 13 seconds to spare. Now we've turned it around a little bit, so we start with number 1 and go through a number of these issues. I think what my feeling is, as the host, is that the things that keep being repeated we don't spend too much time on. For example, number 2, more of illegal immigration discussion and the stuff that is just, bing, bang.
There's a little bit of an interesting hook there today. So we'll talk about that. You got to stick around and listen.
Okay, Richie, let's do that. In the meantime, how about I fix your last night's bad night? You had a bad night, tossing and turning. Remember that old song from the 60s?
Please, move along.
Tossing and turning.
It's the shiny penny. That's why we started number 1, everybody.
We've been singing all day. All right, so the details of how pillows are made, maybe it's not that important to you. The details of how well you sleep are important to you. So I can tell you with really constant comfort, I can attest, and so can Victoria. Richie, did you ever get any My Pillows? I forget whether we put you on the list.
I have 4 My Pillows.
4 My Pillows. All right. So I know how you can get 4 at half price. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you can get 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Get them for 50% off. In fact, you can buy anything on the MyPillow.com website for 50% off using the DJV code. It's a special way to get in and stay there. All the pillows and the other things that they have there, on top of mattresses. You can get them in all sizes, mattress covers. You can get a bed for your dog. I don't know if they have cat beds, but they have pet beds. Maybe use it. Got a big cat, small bed, all set. And so seat cushions, rolled and go pillowcases, and printed designs on the pillows, all kinds of things that will make it fun to have My Pillows, but also you get a better night's rest. So get your body in good shape. Do yourself a favor. Let's get to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save a lot of money. Buy a lot of good things. They'll finance anything over $200. So let's get going. Let's get you a good night's sleep. Start with a visit to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
can simply watching your favorite television chef whipping up a delightful gourmet meal make you fat? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. As the number of cooking shows and celebrity chefs has exploded, so has America's waistline. If you take comfort in snuggling up with Jamie Oliver as he grills a rustic pizza, or Nigella Lawson as she drowns in chocolate, then beware. A new study warns, watching these shows regularly can cause you to pack on the pounds when cooking in your own kitchen. Shockingly, they found that women who learn about cooking from TV have a higher body mass index. Conversely, women who watch nature shows instead of food shows made healthier food choices. Besides the obvious fact that watching people cook can make you hungry, at home, the reality of portion sizes and healthy nutrition comes into play. No amount of good old-fashioned home-cooked comfort food will help in that regard.
All right, 16 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a focus on immigration policy. You said there was a new wrinkle, Richie?
Well, Mexico is about to get a new president, Andres Manuel López Obrador. Is going into this weekend's elections, the presidential elections, with a substantial lead. This guy's going to walk away with it.
What's his issue? Why is he winning? Why is he ahead?
Because he...
Down with America?
Well, you know, he's a lefty who says he is going to root out all government corruption. He's tired of it.
Right. He'll be dead in a week.
He's tired of it.
I was just going to say that, Doc. I don't want to suck.
He says, well, check this out. His safety won't be guaranteed because he says, I will not live in the presidential palace. I will close it up and make
check
a museum out of it.
2 days.
And I will live in my townhouse that I currently live in.
Right. Does he have a lot of money? Because he's going to need it for security.
He was the mayor of Mexico City 3 times, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
So, but bottom line is, he's going to win. And he says he's gonna root out all of the bad people in government, all the corruption.
That's like 99% of all of Mexican government.
I know.
It's so corrupt.
As a guy, police
are corrupt. It's horrible.
As a guy who goes to Colombia and whose wife owns property in Colombia and a business in Colombia, it's just the way it works.
Right. It's not gonna change.
Yeah, and Colombia is not near as bad as Mexico.
Which is, hello, think about that statement.
But let me tell you something.
Colombia isn't as bad as Mexico is now.
If you need to get a form for your house, for the property taxes or something like that, you either wait 6 months or you pay the right person to get it for you today.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Corruption
it's
galore.
That's the way it works, man.
All right.
It's
let's
like
get to the
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But we'll see what that does with the immigration. I mean, having a new president in Mexico, it might change things up a little bit.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, the primary results from Tuesday, number 3 on the countdown list as we move toward number 10. Biggest surprise was in New York, where a young Hispanic lady beat out a longtime Republican. I've forgotten now.
Long-time
Republican
Democrat. Right.
He was a Democrat.
Crowley.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
She won the primary, so he's going to be out.
He is out, and that was a huge upset. People really didn't think that this 28-year-old activist could take that long-held position from Crowley. So he was the fourth top Democrat. At one point, he was supposed to, I guess, be Nancy Pelosi's successor.
Well, it's still, it was thought he was going to be able to take, you know, one of the people to take her seat, and that isn't happening right now. And while this district is, I mean, it's heavily immigrants, first-generation immigrants, so it's not a nationwide trend, but these younger Democrats is a trend, and so Nancy Pelosi better watch out because she's got these young whippersnappers nipping at her heels, and I don't think she's longed for her seat.
Yep.
What a shame. Oh, golly gee, that'll be too bad. Okay, that's my point of view. 21 after the hour.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come. by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Change at the hour, starting, well, not starting, well, we're starting back into the conversation about what's going on. This talk radio review brings all of us together. We think about what's going on in the world and bring you our thoughts. You can share yours with us at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden. Help yourself to Twitter. Glad to have you listening to our discussion of these issues. The top 10 from Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We do this exercise every week, 52 weeks a year. At least I'm here. Some of the others chicken out like they aren't here. They find other things to do, like go to the beach on Friday.
Or celebrate Christmas Day.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right, with your kids.
Stuff like that. Outrageous.
Wimps.
Okay. Number one is the Kennedy retirement. Number two, immigration policy. Number three, the primary results. Number four, rulings from the Supreme Court, including the union ruling, which I think is very appropriate. And that's, I don't have to say any more than that. I think it's time that people, this is a country that ought not to have someone make you pay to support a political candidate you don't want to pay, that you don't want to support. And that's what this ruling is all about, long since, long overdue. All right, Victoria, your thoughts?
I agree with that. We talked earlier in the week about a friend of ours who is in the plumbers union here in New York City, and during the election, they had meetings with leading up to the election, they had meetings with various representatives of, you know, this, if you vote for Hillary, this is what she's going to do for the unions. If you vote for Trump, this is what's going to happen. And it was very politicized. He didn't like Trump or Hillary. He didn't vote, and he felt sort of bullied into, you know, handing over a portion of his money to support the candidate that the whole union wanted to support, which was Hillary here in New York. But I don't think anyone should be forced to do anything like that. If you're in a union for work, that shouldn't have anything to do with your political beliefs. So I'm fine with a separation of this. And just knowing how our friend felt about that and talking to him, it was an issue that I had never even thought of. But I saw it from the other side, and I agree with the ruling. I think it's important.
All right. So let's get to, I don't know, there's not much here. Other than, yes, we agree, so if we...
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the unions do now, and one of the things that's been discussed is whether the unions will be able to negotiate raises only for those who pay dues. So let's say the plumbers union goes in and negotiates a raise for everybody. But you know what? It only works for you who pay the dues. For those of you who didn't pay the dues, you don't get the raise.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's been discussed. We'll see how that works out.
But is that going to change, though? Because that's how it is now anyway, right? If you're a non-union worker, you're not entitled to union wages.
No, it was for what they're saying is if you're a union worker but you don't pay the dues, will you still get represented?
How could you be in the union if you don't pay your dues?
I don't know.
Okay, that doesn't make sense, but all right. Okay, I'm confused.
If you don't pay your dues, you're.
I've been in SAG after for a while. And if you don't pay your dues, you're out. So yeah. I don't know how that works.
Remember, I think I've told you this before, Rich. You've heard me tell the story about being the teachers' union rep when I was a teacher back in the 70s. I said I don't want to belong to the union. I don't want to pay these dues. I don't want to support these candidates. I said the same thing then. 40, 50 years ago, as I'm saying now. And so for my trouble, I was elected union rep. So and it was the first-hand way for me to find out the inner workings of, you know, it's the sausage being made and what went on there. And it was a good experience for me. I belonged to 6 unions over the years and haven't liked any of them. I especially don't like SAG and AFTRA because they are among the most elitist bunch of snobs I have ever come across in my life. That is the way it is.
Hey, but the AFTRA people started, the only benefit, we got DVD screeners of all the nominated films. So, but hey, that's something.
28 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he'll announce his Supreme Court pick a week from tomorrow. He's already courting support from Senate Democrats who face tough re-election battles in red states. But one senator from his own party could wind up being a tough sell as well. Susan Collins from Maine was on CNN.
I would not support a nominee who demonstrated hostility to Roe v. Wade.
Leonard Leo of the Conservative Federalist Society, who advised the president on judicial matters, says none of the people mentioned as potential nominees have a clear record on Roe v. Wade.
Prospective nominees like Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett and Raymond Kethledge and Tom Hardiman are people who have not specifically said they oppose Roe v. Wade, and their writings and their work show that they're very fair.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now, 34 past the hour, this week's talk radio review, roundup of thoughts from Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the air. The stories, well, we do the top 10 stories, we try to get through all of them in this hour, just to get some reflection, and you can agree or disagree, help yourself to thinking about what's there, but because you're fans of the format, that's one of the reasons that you're here, I know that. Talk Radio Countdown Show is always available every weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com, too, by the way. There are two lists that Talkers Magazine prepares. One of them, top 10 stories of the week, according to their research, listening to stations, programs, hosts around the country. But there's also a people list. And so I may touch on a couple of those names here, just chuckles and chuckles. Donald Trump is always number one on the list. This week, Anthony Kennedy is two for obvious reasons. Joe Crowley and Alexandria Cortez, the lady. This is the Crowley. I don't know why he's there. Why is Crowley?
He's the one she beat.
Because he's the he's.
Oh, I thought it was another name. There was another person. It's another name. Okay, Putin is number four. Maxine Waters, the death threats against her, number five. What's the matter? I mean, she's a whack job. What's the matter? That's the thing. there's so much of this. You know, look at what happened in Annapolis and elsewhere.
Right, and she's out there promoting it.
Well, but then, you know, the people that want, anybody you disagree with, I'm going to kill you.
Right. You don't like something, then you know, throw a bomb threat in or a death threat or go shoot a place up. It's ridiculous.
Look at the disrespect. Number six is Sarah Saunders. Look at the disrespect shown to her. Again, the same thing. Maxine Waters on one hand, Sarah Saunders on the other. The complete disrespect for them as human beings. So you don't like what her boss, you're going to throw out of a restaurant. What kind of a mealy-minded moron comes up with that? And look what it's gotten her.
Nice alliteration, by the way.
Thank you very much, Rich. What is it that makes people so... they're so aligned to the... It's almost like the death. I'll fight to the death! It's like the gladiator or something. Just because of somebody's political point of view, you're going to throw them out of your restaurant. Man.
But, you know, we live in such divisive times right now in this country that if I owned that restaurant, I would not have done that because I think that's just, I don't agree with that. However,
not good business.
Well, but see, the thing is, though, in today's era, it could actually be bad for business to let her stay there because everyone who doesn't like Trump would then boycott the restaurant. So she either risks...
Because you were there.
Who
thinks that way?
Doug, everyone thinks this way right now. This is what my point is. Well,
no.
Okay, separate from you, this is the point. You have to... This is how business owners are operating these days. When you have to take the calculated risk, do I kick out Sarah Saunders and five other people? That's a total of six customers lost. Or do I let her dine here? The pictures come out. She tweets that she was here. And now I lose 20 people who don't want to come to my restaurant thinking I'm supporting Trump.
What about the 25 people you lost for kicking her out? I would never walk into a restaurant that kicked out anybody.
Guys, what I'm saying is, my point is, though, this is what business owners have to go through all the time now. Because if you look like you're supporting one side, the other side, there's a backlash.
But by serving somebody, you're not supporting them. You're just serving them. They are a customer.
Other people who hate Trump with the level that a lot of people hate Trump, that would be enough for them to boycott the restaurant.
But they're loud,
Rich. I'm telling you, they're loud. It's not just extremists. Look at the Yelp page. That's a battleground between Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters. It's unbelievable how businesses have been harmed by this.
Is the Yelp all the time? Good at this place? Yeah. I don't know what kind
of. Have you been on the Yelp page for that restaurant? Because there's a restaurant called the Red Hen in New Jersey that has now suffered where people will not go to the restaurant, thinking it's affiliated with the other restaurant in Virginia, where it happened.
Right.
As a business owner, I do not envy their positions.
It's only because they kicked somebody out that Yelp is now on fire over it. Had they just gone in and ate, Yelp wouldn't have even known.
But Sarah Saunders, right, but if Sarah Saunders had tweeted that that's where she was dining and that she was there with her family, there are people who would not have gone to that restaurant because of that.
I agree.
So
right
now, everything seems to be you have to take a calculated risk politically, and it's a shame because it's affecting everything in our society right now.
All I want to know is what kind of fish do you serve when you have blueberry pie? That's it. Other than that, I don't care. I don't give a you-know-what.
But a lot of people do.
For what reason? What is
Because a lot of people feel like they're being conscious consumers and they're making moral decisions on where they put their money, where they spend their time.
Do so-called conscious consumers check with a restaurant before they walk into it? Are you a conservative or a Democrat restaurant?
No, it's
a liberal
not,
restaurant. Are I'm, you a progressive restaurant? Is your pie progressive, or is it?
For example, any restaurant that is in a Trump building right now has taken a huge hit.
Ah, my God!
And that's because people will not go.
Because it's got his name on it. I get that. But if you walk into a Dairy Queen, who cares? Whether Sarah Saunders eat there.
I'm not saying I do this. All I'm saying is, you don't eat chicken. All I'm saying is that this is how a lot of people think right now, and this is a tough place for people in small businesses to be in.
Let me tell you something. Last time I was in line at the Chick-fil-A, there was about 40 cars in front of me. So
I bet they're all nuts.
You can't go into a Chick-fil-A without having 100 people in front of you.
But people don't go to Chick-fil-A's because of...
lot of people don't.
And I don't think Chick-fil-A minds, because I think they're doing all right.
They're doing fine without them, yeah. Okay, so I just want to kind of go back to the discussion. We have this polarization, and while we're there, the discussion of who replaces Justice Kennedy, I have a suggestion. One of the people that hosts a television, like Judge Judy, let's put her on the Supreme Court, or Judge Joe Brown.
Right, he's
How about, let's put one of those people.
I don't know Joe Brown, but you know what? I'd vote for Judge Judy any day.
Judge Judy is a piece of work.
And I don't even, I honestly don't even know what her political affiliations are, but I like how smart she is, and I like that she, I like watching her on the show. I think when she was actually a real judge, she probably was exactly like that.
I like that.
I think, and I think having another woman would be, good. So I'm all for it. Go for Judge Judy.
I think
Judge Jury
for
the Supreme Court.
But see, the thing is, though, Rich, my point is, though, I've been watching her show for a long time. Not every day, but whenever it's on. But I still don't know what her political affiliations are, and that's what all judges should be. That's why I could say I would absolutely be in favor of someone like Judge Judy, because her politics aren't supposed to come into play. And yet this has become such a political position, and it's not supposed to be.
Okay. So just while we're throwing gasoline on the fire here, let's look up Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. I'm sort of off the rails now for a minute.
Uh-oh, Rich.
Do you know Representative Maloney, know who he is?
No.
Okay. Google him, and we'll talk about why I suggested that we Google him in a moment, because it sort of fits into this conversation that we're having right now about how crazy the world has become. Meanwhile, something that is good and sane is this is the sanest way to lose weight that you could possibly find, the healthiest way to lose weight that you could possibly find, and the most practical way to lose weight that you could possibly find. Understanding how your body works. Some people care, some people don't. If you understand how your body works, you'll know why Calitrin is the number one, the best healthy choice, healthiest choice for weight loss in the country. Calitrin uses protein from collagen. Protein from collagen pushes the fat out, allows you with good exercise to develop good, strong, lean muscle. That's it. Pushes it, literally pushes the fat out, and it becomes part of, you know, your system eats and it moves out things that your body doesn't need or use, and thus the fat goes away. No adverse effects whatsoever. You'll maintain your weight, or you'll lose the weight. I've been on this since the end of April, 10, 11 pounds I needed to lose my little roll, Richie, that I get around. Matter of fact, you could use this for your roll.
I could definitely use some, yeah.
Yeah, you could. All right, so here's where you go, Richie. Toploss.com. Get 10% off. You might even be able to get a better deal than that because you know me. So anyway, go to toploss.com, or they might charge you more. 10% off. If you use the code DJV, you'll be all right. Toploss.com. Lose the weight effectively, safely. No caffeine, no drugs, no nothing but natural collagen in Calitrin. You get a free bottle when you buy over a 3, 10% off whatever you buy. Toploss.com. Lose the weight safely, sanely. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for special deals.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know
that have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
All right, let's get back to the countdown. This is sort of a countdown extra. I just wanted to throw this. I always love throwing grenades and then listening to people talk about it. My whole life has been grenade throwing on the radio or in other circumstances where I've been. And so here's Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who was notified that his office was not allowed to buy tampons for his staffers. He says it's the old geezers from the Republican Party who are at fault. So now he pays $37 a week or whatever it is to buy feminine hygiene products for his staff.
Why is he buying feminine hygiene products?
Because it got denied. Read through this. He was allowed to buy tissues, hand sanitizer, a first aid kit. Those are things that he's allowed to buy under the budget.
With federal funds.
But right. It was rejected, so he had to write a personal check for $37
to
provide feminine hygiene products.
But is that something you expect your employer to buy for you? Isn't that something that's kind of really, really personal and you kind of bring yourself?
Don't you have a dispenser, a tampon dispenser?
Yeah, dispenser.
Bathroom
right.
At Radio America?
No.
Really?
Oh, okay. Well, most every other place does.
I've seen them. Well, here I am saying I've seen them.
I don't control it. The building
replaces
all
restrooms.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
right.
know.
Right. Well, in this case, and that makes sense. And if you're renting space in the landlord,
Kara,
that makes sense.
If there is a
quite honestly, I've never been in the women's room. Do they have a tampon dispenser in the ladies' room here? No.
Ah! Outrage.
I'm
burn the building down. Yeah.
For Kara.
All right.
Sue.
All right.
Well, apparently it will be worked out.
Kara, do they have condoms in there?
The reject.
Yeah.
I've never seen condoms in a bathroom, ever.
Oh. In a women's room? Oh, I've seen
in restaurants?
Well, no.
In bars? Yeah.
Maybe in the men's room, but not in the women's room.
Right.
Yeah. But apparently this is going to get worked out, and that the committee made a mistake, and that they should not have denied that the budget include feminine hygiene products.
If you're going to include
tissues and hand sanitizer, and you don't include any feminine hygiene products for the staff members or for visitors, that's what he was saying he wanted. He thought that was just like the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one of those things where,
Of course.
I wasn't prepared. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, a quick note on the passing of Joe Jackson. Everybody, I can't believe even his family are heralding what a wonderful guy he was.
He's a piece
when he
of
used
garbage.
To beat the hell out of the kids when they were the Jackson 5. I don't get that at all. But everybody changes, move things around.
Yeah.
Heather Locklear is at number 9, and whoever she's beaten up now. What a shame.
Poor Heather Locklear.
Poor girl, man.
Drugs. Yeah, that's really. Did she get started on them when she was Richie Sambora's wife? Or when she was...
pretty sure when she was with the dude from Motley Crue, she was exposed to some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you're married to Tommy Lee without seeing stuff that's pretty illicit.
Right. Too bad. All right. So there is a comment or two or three about some of the important stories, the issues, people this week. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our review of the top five technology stories this week, as edited and prepared by Victoria Keevan. She goes from number five to number one, so it makes sense in the order of the universe, Victoria, for you to start this week with number five.
Well, the Supreme Court had a busy week, and one of the cases that they ruled on was that law enforcement needs a warrant to access cell phone location data in most cases. Now, this case rose out of a number of robbery cases from 2010 to 2011. Police obtained a suspect's location data with a court order, but not a warrant. And the Justice Department argued that an individual's privacy expectation was diminished when you are voluntarily sharing information with a third party, like a cell phone carrier. That's a pretty broad argument. That's basically saying every single person with a cell phone is giving up their privacy. I can't even believe that argument was even upheld. So, and this is decades old now. So they say that the old ruling was that there was no expectation of privacy, and now the Supreme Court says that as more and more people have cell phones, and this is a different thing than it was 20 years ago. Cell phones just, you know, we're in a whole different beast now. And so the court decision is that the warrantless location searches were still permissible only in cases of emergencies and for national security purposes. However, every other aspect of trying to find someone's cell phone location data, it has to go through. It can't just be a court order. It has to be an actual search warrant now. So a little bit better for privacy, but still, if you're, you know, a criminal. Yeah, I don't know. We're protecting criminals a little bit more, but it does protect everybody else.
All right, let's keep going here on our list of the top five items from the world of technology this week by moving to Number four, food apps, eh?
Yes. Millennials are three times more likely to order food delivery than their parents. Apps like Seamless, Uber Eats, and Grubhub are cited for making ordering in easier than grocery shopping and cooking at home. The apps are also being blamed for why millennials are eating at restaurants less. It's good for some business, though. Chipotle's partnership with DoorDash has seen an increase in delivery sales to the tune of 667%. So losers in this scenario this week are companies like Kraft Heinz and General Mills, which you obviously have to be in a grocery store to buy those products pretty much.
Yep. All right, number three, a focus on Alexa. My focus on Alexa is not to have one, but a lot of people are into it, so what's the latest there?
Yep, Amazon rolled out an update to its Alexa app, and now, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can use voice commands for Alexa. It's not as seamless as using Apple's Siri, where users can just say, hey, Siri, and it wakes her up, but in order to trigger the commands of Alexa on iPhones, you have to open the app first, so you do have to swipe a few times, but then you can ask Alexa to do regular things like play your music and check weather and all that good stuff.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Whatever you want her to do, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Number two, CBS and streaming and football. This is an interesting combo.
Yep, football fans can now watch the NFL live on their cell phones on the CBS streaming service.
Why would you want to watch a game on a, like, what is it, 5x2-inch screen?
Right. Well, if you're well, the reason for that is if you're not in front of a screen, if you're not in front of a computer, or if you're out, if you're in the car, you know, the convenience
driving along
of it.
Driving along watching a football game, that's a recipe for something really
I was going
great
to add, if you're a passenger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Only if you're a passenger. But you'd be surprised. There really is a need for it. That's why Twitter was streaming NFL games, and people were following it on Twitter. They lost out their bid to live stream the next season. Amazon Prime actually has it now. They spent a lot of money to stream the NFL. So even though the NFL ratings are down, technically it's the TV ratings that are down. Streaming is actually up. So CBS expanded its streaming agreement with NFL this week, and this will go through the 2022 football season. And of course, this is part of the NFL's attempt to reach more viewers. And CBS All Access subscribers can watch games on cell phones, Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, and on smart TVs as well.
All right. The top tech story of the week, a focus on who's dumping what social media accounts.
Yep, there's a serious lack of trust in social media like Facebook and Twitter, and consumers expect brands that advertise on those platforms to urgently find solutions. This is according to new research that came out this week. We knew that the Cambridge Analytica data breach with Facebook would be a big deal. We didn't really have numbers now. Now we do. 4 in 10 people who were surveyed for this have canceled at least one social media platform in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for Facebook.
Nope. Kissing goodbye. Well, not goodbye, but its relevance perhaps waning. That's it. 59 past the hour.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.